We love being on the road, and this is a beautiful morning. Blue skies overhead, still conditions, and we're at the New South Wales Open celebrating the second round. We've got two leaders, Jared Felton. He's on 6 under par, and Cameron John, who's only 19 years of age, he's on 6 under par. And I'm glad to say that Nevin Bassick joins us in our outside broadcast van here. And Nevin had a pretty good opening day as well. Good morning, Nevin.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, no, it was a really nice day yesterday. Played well in the wind, and as you said, blue skies and 65s hopefully this morning.
Yeah. And you played in the afternoon yesterday.
Yep.
Looks like very still conditions. What would you expect to shoot this morning, mate, or what are you hoping to shoot?
Oh, look, I try to go out there and just play it by ear. I mean, some days you've got it and some days you don't. I think Sam Snead said you've got to dance with who you brought to the ball. So that's what I intend on doing today. And I mean, the game feels good, so we'll see what happens.
Morning conditions are normally the best, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, forecast to get a bit of a northerly nor'easter this afternoon. So, hopefully that starts blowing about 11 o'clock and it'll suit me nicely.
And what was the course like? Looked beautiful.
The course is fantastic. The greens are immaculate. Have to be in the top, half dozen courses comfortably.
Fast.
In New South Wales. Yeah, they've got some speed out there. And this morning, I'm first group, so we'll get the best of them.
He's a former greenkeeper, Laurie.
I haven't had a chance to go and have a look at the course, TK, but I'll get out there at some stage.
Nevin, can I just tell you, he makes
opinion.
He might be a former greenkeeper, right, in a former life, but he makes his wife mow the lawn at home and do the edges.
I didn't say I was a good greenkeeper. I just said I studied it for a while.
To be a greenkeeper, he would have had to be in here 2 hours earlier than he was, no doubt. So,
Nevin, can you give us a bit of a snapshot? I mean, we've just been going through the names on that New South Wales trophy, the Kelnagle Cup, which hopefully, I know you think, you're hopeful of holding it aloft after 4 days, but Jesus, some famous names there. I mean, obviously Kel and Teddy Ball and Billy Dunk and all these guys from the past. Ian Stanley, Bob Shearer, Ian Baker-Finch, major winner. Greg Norman, major winner. It's quite remarkable. Craig Parry's on there as well. Peter Lonard's on there as well. I mean, it's hard to win, isn't it?
Oh, very, very much so. And I mean, they've got the photos of the boys as you walk in. And there's a lot of legends of Australian golf, and and there's a lot of good players out here this week. And whoever wins it will be a very good player. I mean, Jason Scrivener won last year. He had a great year in Europe. So, yeah, definitely it's hard to win a trophy of this stature. And hopefully, I can get somewhere near it on Sunday.
And what about your story, Nevin? When did you start playing golf? And you always wanted to be a golfer?
Yes and no. Started very early because I grew up on Lane Cove Golf Course.
Well, that's Terry's golf course.
Yes, it is. I heard we used to be neighbours. But I went to uni and all that sort of stuff, and then decided to take a year off to play some golf and got quite good, and I thought I'd rather do this than sit in an office. So sometimes it pays and sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes you wish, and geez, I was behind a desk.
Well, absolutely.
It can be a soul-destroying... I mean, it can be wonderful too, but it can be soul-destroying as well, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's great when you're playing well, and if you go through a bad patch, it can be hard, travelling a lot, playing poorly, not making any checks. It gets difficult, but, if you don't like it, get a real job.
How do you stay positive when you go through those periods?
I think it's your personality, and you've just got to, as long as you feel like you can still compete, I think you can do it, but, it'll wear anyone down.
When you're travelling all the time, have you got a buddy that you become close to on the circuit, or do you keep to yourself a little bit?
I like to travel with people. I like to have a chat and a couple of beers and whatever else. So
we're going to get on well.
you do. Pick
I
your
sat
friend.
Next to Nevin a couple of years ago, actually, at the Ricky Stewart Foundation.
Yeah, no, we. I had a couple of wines that night, but I had to drive home, so I couldn't get too loose. you end up finding people, and you tend to hang around the same age groups because you've been out for the same amount of time. So.
Yeah.
You're well placed. Realistic expectations now?
No idea. Look, it's a long way to go yet. I feel like I'm playing well. I've had some good results the last couple of weeks, so we'll see where we end up on Sunday.
What did you play yesterday when the I think it was near the 16th when the
some
something on a motorbike
trail bike
ripped up the
I teed off the
course.
10th. Yeah, I heard about that. I teed off the 10th. So we played that early in the round. So
I didn't see
it. So I'll have a look at what it's like today.
And mate, for people, many people would have played this course. Plenty wouldn't. Where can you is there a particular sort of stretch where you can make your move, or is there the par fives? Obviously, you guys tend to gobble up a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Probably 9 through about 15 through there. You can get it going. There's a couple of 2 or 3 par fives there, and then there's a par four that you can drive. But then you've got a couple of strong holes like 8 and 4, 16 as well. So you've really got to keep it going the whole day.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, mate, we wish you all the best. You're off fairly shortly, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm off in about 18 minutes, according to your clock, so hopefully it's
all right. All right, we better let you go. Devin. Right.
Cheers, thanks, boys. Yeah,
well, thanks, Devin. Good
well
to see
done
you again, mate.
On your opening round, keep it going out there in those great, well, easy for me to say, good scoring conditions.
What's your best ever score, TK?
Oh, mate, I wouldn't know.
We were talking before. Do you ever walk off a course? Because Terry was saying, you know, as a golfer, you walk off, you've shot a 68, you think, I could have shot a 62.
You never
quite
happy,
are you? I walk off shooting 120 and I think I could have shot a 60. But do you think you're never happy, or are you happy with, you know, if you shot a par or, you know, three or four under? Are you happy with that type of score?
You get realistic about it. You know where your game's at on any given day, and sometimes you get away with a few and sometimes you leave a few out there. So, it's a day by day.
So, did you have many bogeys yesterday?
I had two bogeys, but I felt like, you know, I got out of trouble once or twice and then left a couple out there, so I thought it was a pretty
so
pretty
you don't
result.
Walk away thinking, I finished on five under, I've had two bogeys, I should have been seven?
Oh, sometimes, but not yesterday.
Yeah, no. You were happy with
it. I remember Chip Beck shot 59, right, on PGA Tour, and he came out to Century Cove up there on the Gold Coast once, and it was not long after that. Interviewing him, and I said, you know, 59. What? He said, yeah, could have shot anything that day. You know, that's the sort of, he sort of said it tongue in cheek a little bit, but you know, they think, oh, yeah, I lipped out on 17. I could have had 58, you know, like then never quite happy. Nevin, well done your opening round of five under par. Repeat it out there very shortly.
Hopefully I do. Thanks, boys.
Nevin Bassett joining us, who is equal second, or tie for third, actually. That's how they say it, isn't it?
It is.
A tie for third, because you've got Jared Felton, Cameron John. They're tied in the first position, and nine players on five under par. Thanks to Nevin Bassett.